not the Stereophonics. That was a slight blooper. Okay, hello, Colin Morgan.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Let's just get the Stereophonics out of there for a minute. Hang on, there we go. Sorted. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Apart from that, I was good. I don't think I had enough coffee this morning.
I was enjoying that, though. It was good. It's a good song, introduction.
Isn't it? Very good song. Yeah, of course, you are the star of Merlin. Now, Merlin is Saturday night, am I right? Saturday evening?
Saturday evening's on BBC One.
Now, I just wanted to ask you, my Saturday evening viewing, I don't really have a fixed viewing, but do you watch yourself on television, or do you do other things?
I don't know, you know, I think 5 years into something, you learn to get as much from the process of it, and that sort of actually physically doing the acting, rather than watching, you know. It's very much about the live experience for me. The Voice.
Let's get rid of that, sorry. Continue.
Liking all this.
This is going to make an excellent YouTube clip, isn't it? Oh my goodness me, RudeTube in 2 years. It must be incredible. I mean, you're obviously an arty cultural kind of guy. Now, how did you originally get into this? How was it? Well, where did it come from? Where did it stem from?
Well, I mean, a big part of it is I think where I grew up, and Northern Ireland is such a big part of why I do what I do, why I act. And you know, my background, and at the minute there's the Belfast Festival going on at Queen's, and it's the 50th anniversary of the festival, and this year it's so exciting what's going on back there. As I said, it's a big reason why I do what I do. They've got over 180 acts happening right across the country in the music scene, in the theatre, and you've got guest authors speaking, Van Morrison's playing, you've got several world premieres of theatre pieces happening in the likes of the Grand Opera House and the Lyric Theatre in Belfast. It's so exciting what's happening back there at the minute. It's something I think everyone should be a part of.
So how would you describe it? Is it a festival for people who are just looking to get into the sort of arts, or is it for people who are already in the arts, part of the arts, or is it really just for anybody who's just taken any sort of interest?
I mean, this may be an overused phrase, but there genuinely is something for everyone. Literally, from in terms of music, there's everything from hip-hop to opera. In terms of theatre, there's the world premieres happening. There's fantastic music, live performances, which is very much what Belfast is about. And whenever I was there, I mean, I was a big part of the live music scene as well as the theatre scene. And Belfast has just been growing and growing and growing over the years. And this being the 50th anniversary of the festival, it's the best it's ever been, and it's the culmination of what's been a fantastic year for Northern Ireland, with the opening of the Titanic Belfast building, as well as the Giant's Causeway Visitor Centre, which has just opened up. So for people going over for the festival, it's really easy to get there. You can fly there in under an hour. It's cheap. Tickets for things. I mean, many of the events happening at the festival are free. If they're not free, they're under 15 quid. There's more family events this year than there's ever been, and many of them are free as well, or if they're not, they're under tenner. And it's so there's just something for everyone to go to at the festival itself, but equally, there's the opportunity then to go and travel and see the rest of Northern Ireland, which has got so much to offer.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, Northern Ireland has been in the news an awful lot this year for very good reasons, not least because you seem to have every decent golfer in the world. But we won't touch on that. When is the Belfast Festival? Is that currently on at the moment?
Yes, it just started there on the 19th of October. It runs right through till the 4th of November. And if you want to get the full programme of events, or you want to find any more information about it, go to discoverireland.com.
DiscoverIreland.com. Well, thank you very much, Colin Morgan. I'm not going to play any more songs to interrupt you. I will try not to do that. I'm going to go and get a cup of coffee. I have one last question, though.
Yes.
I was looking the other day when I found out I was doing this. I was looking for you on Twitter. Are you not on Twitter?
I'm not on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
Quite an accolade. I thought it was a given that anybody in the public eye was on Twitter these days, but fair enough on your part.
Yes, I mean, you know, I'm not anti-Twitter. I think it's a good thing for people to be on and to do, and it definitely promotes things in a really direct and immediate way, but I don't think it's for everyone.
Yeah, and you're obviously just too busy. Too busy being murdered.
Yeah, okay, that's my excuse. There we go.
There we go. Well, thank you very much. Have a cracking day, and enjoy what you see at the festival.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, man. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there we go, and that was a radio first. I've never, ever, ever cut off Colin Murray with Maroon 5 before. But that was interesting. So, yes, the Ulster Belfast Festival, if you want to check it out, discoverisland.com. All the information is there. And